Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Washington County Conservation Director Zach Rosmus to talk about springtime in Washington County.
Another hot topic going around is Kelowna and Shiloh and their discussions. Where exactly does the Washington County Conservation Department fall on that?
I would say that right now the main word is opportunity. We keep talking about wanting to get a footprint, in the northern half of the county. This is a great opportunity to do that, when there might not be a lot of monetary exchange, as far as us getting our footprint in the area. But the level to which we're going to be involved is probably yet to be determined. But anyone that drives through the Shiloh area, they're going to realize really quickly that, there's some great native woodlands, options for some recreated prairies there right along the drives. And there's also some wetlands that are already in programs that there's possibility that, conservation can kind of swoop in and then manage some of those properties. How it's going to be orchestrated out is probably yet to be determined, but it doesn't take long to go out in that area to realize that there's some beautiful, beautiful pieces of property out there.
And then with it finally being springtime, what kind of environment does Washington County have for morel mushrooms?
That's too funny because I actually fielded a few calls about that this morning, that as the weather starts getting nicer, we're going to start getting more calls about where's that secret spot at the Washington County Conservation properties. I have a few spots that I've found them in the past, and it's kind of hard to share some of those too, but I got some private ground that I have access to, and I'm happy to see people getting out there. And I would like to think in the next week or so, especially with yesterday being 80 degrees, that the morels are really going to be popping. I know that some of our areas that we've had where we've had, standing dead elm trees, those have historically been really good locales for finding morel mushrooms. That's just kind of the lifespan that elm trees have, is that eventually they get to a point where they actually die off, and then that's kind of the circle of life with, the morel mushrooms or a fungus that's really associated with them.
Who can collect morel mushrooms? Is there any process to that?
So technically you're not supposed to remove anything from a county or state park. That's just how the state law reads. One of the things is we've really never made a stance on it. There are one of the things that I think kind of gets involved in this conversation too is there's that ginseng that gets brought into it too, which is pretty valuable monetary wise as far as up to $75 a pound for ginseng. So it's pretty valuable. We don't market ourselves as, hey, we're not a morel farm. We're not a ginseng farm as far as that stuff goes. But it's just one of those deals. We understand too that having a relationship with the community, we have these beautiful access to all this public ground. We want people to come out there and enjoy it. And I think that growing up in rural Iowa, I understand that the morel mushroom aspect of it is a big part of culture, kind of growing up, where a lot of people outside of the area have never had a morel mushroom before, and it's something that's quite tasty and they're also fun to find too.
What kind of advice or do's or don'ts would you advise to maybe some people unfamiliar with the hunting?
Yeah, and I think, obviously we want to make sure that whatever we're carrying out, too. One of the things that has scientifically been proven is that if you're using a bag to actually carry them, if you use a cloth bag, it actually allows the spores to escape, also while you're carrying it, too. So that's something to keep in mind, where maybe not using a plastic bag when you're going out there, because maybe we might have to pick up that plastic bag later. But if you can use a cloth bag, that's something that scientifically has been proven to maybe release some of those spores. That's the really unique part about morels, too, is that, science hasn't really found a way to completely replicate the process that, we have, here in the Midwest, too. So that's something I would encourage. And then I don't know if there's any validity to it or not, but a lot of people say if you leave the shoots, when you actually pick them, that there's a possibility it might regenerate another mushroom as well. It's an exciting time of the year. We're going to get busy and busier. Just keeping up with the mowing, obviously here at Mar Park, the grass is going to really start growing, and I just encourage people to get out and enjoy the outdoors this time of the year, because this is really that time of the year where the bugs aren't really bad, where you can kind of get out and enjoy some of the areas without getting, eaten alive or carried away by mosquitoes. So get out and enjoy some of our areas. And then if anyone has any questions, don't hesitate to get a hold of us.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Washington County Conservation Director Zach Rosmus to talk about springtime in Washington County. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.